Thursday, September 15, 2022, 5:11 a.m. Okay, so I've been out here in the studio / garage for a while, working on the part two of my Empowered Women panel, which is the frame. So I'm gonna attempt to try to make it look like a magazine page. I don't think I have the dimensions the ratio right to make it look like a magazine page, but we'll find out. I'm shooting in the dark here. So I've got an idea about it. I've got a small frame for it so far, and we'll see how this goes. So I'm debating on certain things here, what to do. And maybe I'll just take some measurements and see how they kind of pan out. I've got the plywood cut for the surface skin of the frame. And, well, not completely cut, but at least ripped on the table saw. So, let's see. Well, last week was a week of 100 plus degrees, and this week is a week of down in the 80s and 70s, and like there's supposed to be rain, and it's either going to be a shower or a drenching rain, one of the two, on Sunday, Monday. So, something else I got to do today is clean out the rain gutters and also the creek, which goes into a storm drain on the side of my house. It's got all sorts of debris, so I'm going to have to clean that out just to make sure everything runs smoothly. Stuff is still going to build up in there, even though I clean out what I can, but at least this way it won't be, you know, just overwhelming for everything.
My
wife's sister-in-law, her brother's widow, is on her way to Hawaii, and she's making a stop here. She decided that she'll stop at South Lake Tahoe and stay there. Last time she came through, she stayed in San Francisco. I guess she wasn't too crazy about that, so she says, well, let me stop at Tahoe. And so she flew into Reno yesterday, early in the morning, like 1 o'clock or 12:30 or something like that. And so we got a voicemail from her today, or yesterday, saying she's okay. But unfortunately for her, we have this mosquito fire in Placer and El Dorado County, and it's spewing smoke in her direction. So I don't know how nice it is up there. But yesterday the air quality was good up in Tahoe, but you know, things change, winds directions change and all that, so she's bound to get some of that haze at least. Let's see what else. So the backyard. I planted another cover crop in the main garden area in front of the living room there, or the westernmost garden area. In front of the living room, and I planted it a week ago, and they're already about 2.5 inches high. That's the buckwheat. Stuff grows fast, and so I'm contemplating what to do. I'm going to buy some expensive lumber just to make retaining walls. That's going to be the easiest and quickest way for me to deal with that. So I'm going to get some construction heart, 2x12 and by 20 foot, and put that in the ground, and I'll have a terraced garden in my backyard. And also, if somebody ever decides they want to tear it up, it'd be easier than like masonry stuff or something like that. So I was looking on the website of this Redwood company that I usually buy from, and I was saying, well, the cheaper option is pressure treated, but they don't recommend that for gardens. So yeah, that's true. I don't want that stuff leaching into my into my garden at all. So I have that as retaining walls on my west side of my property and on the east side of the property, but there's no, it's not really leaching down into anything that I need to where there's a garden that is. Let's see. So I've got the drainage pretty much done. The part two, that part one, that is. The part two is going to be later. So I hope it's a soaking rain so I can get a good idea of what I want to do as far as the drainage on part two. Let's see. What else? I have something else I wanted to talk about. What was it? Oh, yeah. So, as you know, if you've listened to the past recordings or postings, we've babysat my sister's cat, Santiago. He gave us a lot of joy. Well, it turned out my sister had to put him down because he had a tumor growing on his heart, which was kind of like impacting his lungs. That's how she figured out there was something wrong with him, is that he was having a lot of trouble breathing. So she took him in, and that's what they discovered was a tumor. So she had him put down. And we were, my wife and I are both saddened because we had lots of fun with him. He was a great kitty. He was funny. So I know how my sister feels about it because she's, that was somebody that kept her company at least. And he was a good cat for keeping company because he was good at it. What else? That's it pretty much that I want to talk about. So I'm going to make this a short posting. I just wanted to let you know what was going on here. Today's really cool. So I don't know what the weather's supposed to be like today. But it's supposed to be like in the 80s or something like that. You know, upper 80s, mid to upper 80s. Okay, let me get back to work here. See ya.